Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The White House is reporting that Ukraine is using cluster munitions supplied by the United States effectively against Russian forces. National Security spokesman John Kirby said initial feedback suggests Ukrainian forces are using the weapons appropriately on Russian defensive positions and operations. The so-called cluster bombs scatter multiple bomblets and are banned in more than 100 countries because of their threat to civilians. Russia has been using cluster munitions since it invaded Ukraine in February of last year. Attorneys for failed crypto exchange FTX are accusing co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried of using $10 million in misappropriated funds to pay for his criminal defense.
The lawyers filed suit Thursday in U.S. bankruptcy court in Wilmington, Delaware. They say that $10 million is part of hundreds of millions of dollars that Bankman-Fried is charged with stealing from the company. He was indicted on fraud and bribery charges after FTX filed for bankruptcy late last year. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Elon Musk is serving a subpoena to Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren just days after she called on the Securities and Exchange Commission to investigate Musk's role in running both Tesla and Twitter. Warren sent the letter claiming conflicts of its chief executive officer. Now she's being subpoenaed by Musk's company X Corp, who is demanding documents related to Warren's letter and her communications with the SEC going back to October of last year when Musk purchased Twitter. At least four people, including children, are dead after what's being called a triple murder-suicide in Oklahoma. Authorities say they were engaged in an hours-long standoff with an armed subject yesterday at a home near Tulsa. The investigation is just getting underway. Yes, there is a day where you could eat absolutely anything you want, and today's that day. It's National Junk Food Day. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
An FBI report, redacted by the agency, that includes allegations of bribery by President Biden and his son, Hunter, is now public.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released the report Thursday. It includes detailed accounts of conversations between executives at Burisma Holdings and a source for the FBI. The source claims executives at the Ukrainian energy firm paid the Bidens in order to provide political cover for an ongoing investigation into the company and its owner during Joe Biden's time as vice president. Hunter Biden had worked for the firm as a director since 2014. The FBI form of the allegation is used to collect unverified information from confidential sources. The president has denied the allegations. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The two-time defending FIFA Women's World Cup champions are set to begin their title defense tonight. Team USA is taking on Vietnam in the World Cup group stage at Eden Park in Auckland, New Zealand. It'll be the first time the two teams have played against each other. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Beijing, China, linked hackers access the email account of the U.S. ambassador to China in an espionage operation thought to have compromised at least hundreds of thousands of U.S. government emails. Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for Far East Asia, was also hacked in the wider spying operation disclosed this month by Microsoft. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, along with DeRoy Murdoch. Always good to have DeRoy with us, the Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Bill. How about you?
Hey, doing terrific. I'm excited about this new op-ed because this brings to balance something that's needed to offset the rhetoric and dangerous manipulative rhetoric that's coming from the left regarding the recent decision by the justices regarding affirmative action.
Absolutely. You know, the story you hear from so many people on the left is that this is the end for black kids. They'll never make it. They're just going to suffer and, I guess, crawl under their beds or something like this. You know, hear people like Michelle Obama just saying their heart breaks for these kids and they'll never have a chance and so on. And this strikes me as incredibly condescending, if not full-out racist, which is, you know, you're black or Hispanic. You can't make it without racial preferences. You can't make it without somebody, you know, basically pushing you up a handicap access ramp or something like this, and that you're, if you have black or brown skin, you need these programs. There are people who get into these elite schools and very prestigious jobs afterwards who have black skin, who've got brown skin, and they got in there because they earned their way in. They've got the brains, they have the energy, the focus, and the motivation to do it. And the question is, how do we get more young black and Hispanic kids in that situation so they actually can excel rather than spend every waking moment moaning about 1619 and slavery and Jim Crow and systemic racism and on and on and on. And I'm just sick and tired of people looking at black and Hispanic kids and thinking, oh, you're handicapped. You have a disability. This is repugnant stuff. This is, to me, David Duke KKK stuff, and it's got to stop. And the focus should be stop whining. What do you do to get these kids ready so that when they send in their applications for college, they can compete with and even defeat white kids in Scarsdale or Santa Barbara or Grosse Pointe, Michigan, wherever else it might be, where they're doing well in the suburbs. That ought to be the focus of what we do in this country as opposed to relentless victimology and moaning about the past.
Exactly. You know, one of my favorite sale motivators was Zig Ziglar, and he often referred to that as stinking thinking. You know, because you get that stinking thinking in there, and you get stinking thinking results. And, you know, here we are, right? I mean, this is exactly, what are they doing to lift these young kids up, to reinforce the opportunity? I mean, and just as you suggested, DeRoy, how many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of stories, success stories of people of color who have picked themselves up by their bootstraps. They went ahead and did it. They took advantage of the opportunity. And when they hear these stories and these victimization stories, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for them. I mean, you talk to Tim Scott. Talk to, you know, Dr. Carson about this victim, you know, ideology that they want to thrust upon them. And they'll have nothing to do with that. It's an anathema to them.
That's correct. And my favorite example of this is a young man named E. Stanley O'Neill, whose father was, I believe, a sharecropper. Grandfather was a slave. He was actually born a slave. E. Stanley O'Neill could have stayed home and said, "Oh, racism, you know, slave plantation, whips, blah blah blah." And folks,
yeah, well, I'm hanging loose till I get my reparations.
That's it. I'm waiting for a reparations check, right? And guess what E. Stanley O'Neill did? He focused. He got motivated, he went to school, and he became the chairman of Merrill Lynch Corporation.
Mm.
Okay.
Wow.
The O'Neill family went from slavery to the chairmanship of Merrill Lynch in two generations. So don't sit here and tell me about systemic racism and "I'm black, I can't make it," and all this other garbage. And it's peddled by the left. It's peddled, ironically, by many often black people on the left who've got college degrees, who've got graduate right. degrees, who've got PhDs. And these same people say, "Oh, you can't make it." Guess what? They made it. You know, Michelle yeah. Obama made it. Barack Obama made it. All these other people made it. Why don't they talk about, "Here's how I did it. Here's how I got motivated. Here's how I got focused. Here's how I did my homework. Here's how I came to class prepared. Here's how I did what I did do. And here's how I got to the very, very pinnacle of American society. And here's how you can do it, too." That's what Michelle Obama and her husband ought to be doing, rather than just going
exactly.
around moaning about, "Oh, racism, racism, racism." You know, if it's such a racist country, why is Michelle Obama not washing dishes somewhere? Why is Barack Obama not swinging a mop someplace? And by the way, mm-hmm. people who wash dishes and swing mops at least do hard work, which is a lot mm-hmm. more than a lot of people do in this society these days.
Amen to that. And so, and what is it with the Senate Democratic he's actually the majority leader, Chuck Schumer of New York, a white guy. I mean, talking about racial justice. What is this?
Yeah, you've got Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader of the U.S. Senate, complaining about the Supreme Court decision last month. The Supreme Court ruling has put a giant roadblock in our country's march toward racial justice. Oh, really? Is that right? And so, in other words, if you are running a college, you can't look at an applicant's race. You've got to look at the applicant's application. Is the kid motivated? Is the kid smart? Does he have good grades? Does she have decent SAT scores? And look at that rather than, okay, what's the complexion? Is this a person? Is this person black, Hispanic, mixed race? This person Asian? God forbid, white? No, you can't do that anymore. You've got to look at what their actual qualifications are. And what we as a society have got to do is improve the quality of the qualifications of minority applicants. The way to do that is school choice. The way to do that
exactly.
is high expectations. The way to do that isn't lowering standards, but increasing standards. There's something that goes on in the black community nobody ever talks about, and we're going to talk about it right now, and that is the acting white syndrome. And this is something my sisters and I experienced when we were growing up in Los Angeles back in the 1970s. And that is our parents wanted us to study and succeed, so we did our homework, and we came to class prepared and participated in class. Not all the black kids. We went to predominantly black school. Not all of the black kids, but many of the black kids want to know why the Murdoch kid's acting white. You know, we used to get that garbage.
Right.
And
exactly.
we talked to our parents and said, "Oh, the other black kids say we're acting white." My mom and dad say, "They're stupid. Don't listen to them. Just do your homework and participate in class. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine." And we did.
Right.
And guess what? I'm now talking to you on 300 radio stations. My sisters are successful. We didn't go to jail. We're productive citizens. We pay our taxes, et cetera. So this acting white syndrome, can't blame it on Whitey, can't blame it on mega Republicans, can't blame it on David Duke and the KKK. This is a self-destructive pattern of behavior that black folks impose and inflict on other black people, and that has
right.
to stop. And people like Michelle Obama and people like Barack Obama and the rest should be telling kids who do their homework and come to class prepared, "You're not acting white, you're acting right. Keep it up." And
exactly.
tell you're acting white, tell them, "You know what, I'm acting right, shut up and leave me alone, and go do your homework, go write stuff on the board in class, participate, and succeed in the society."
Amen. Exactly. That's the crab in the box story I told
right.
you about, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's
right.
what it is.
Hmm?
Yeah, the crabs go there, they'll pull the rest of them down. That's what happens. So make sure that when you're hanging around crabs and you go to elevate yourself, get ready, because they're going to want to pull you back down in the box, because they don't want you to show them up, and because it's a difference. You know, you're making a difference. You're working hard. It's like, this is what used to drive me nuts in my observation and having experienced some environments, work environments, where you were run by unions. It promoted mediocrity. They didn't want you hustling. If you were hustling, they were, "Hey, Martinez, slow down, man. You're making the rest of us look bad." What do you mean? I'm not even breaking a sweat here. And you guys want me to slow down? This mentality and promotion of mediocrity to me just drives me nuts, DeRoy.
Yeah, well, it should, and this is why the teachers' unions hate merit pay. They don't like the idea that if you are a good teacher and your kids are learning, et cetera, that you should get a bonus or extra money. They want everyone to make the same amount of money, and don't stick your head up, don't work too hard, don't show up the rest of us, because the rest of us will be embarrassed. And you're right, that doesn't promote excellence, that promotes mediocrity. And, you know, if you're running an assembly line, that means your product's not going to be very good. And if you're running a classroom, that means your kids are not going to be very, very bright.
Stay tuned. We've got more from DeRoy after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
As promised, we're back with you 19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Just to recap again, what Michelle Obama, as you write, moaned in quotes, today my heart breaks for any young person out there who's wondering what their future holds and what kinds of chances will be open to them. As you state, and I love this, such condensation is itself racist. To assume that minority children need racial preference is to call being black or Hispanic a handicap. How insulting.
Totally insulting. Absolutely insulting. And what I also find kind of amazing is these are the same people who talk about systemic racism. Well, if systemic racism really exists, maybe the best thing to do is not put your race on your application. Then the systemic racists who run the colleges can't see that you're black or Hispanic, and they might let you in. So that whole thing completely contradicts the main narrative that they have, number one. And number two, if you're applying to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, Georgetown, et cetera, these places run by some of the most woke, left-wing, bleeding hearts in the country. So if you're Michelle Obama or Schumer or the rest of these people, they want us to believe that the Orville Faubus, George Wallace Bull Connors, who we find in our college admissions offices, are saying, oh, there's another black, let's make sure to keep him out of the mix. Oh, and some Hispanic, throw his application into the trash. Really? Is that the case? Is that really what's going on here? College admissions offices, I've got to think, have got to be some of the most racially sensitive places in the entire country. Mm-hmm. And so if kids don't get in, it's not because the bigots say, oh, we don't like these blacks, you got to get out of here. It's because these kids don't have the grades, their essays are not good, they don't have the SAT scores, whatever it is. And, we can sit here and wring our hands about, what happened in 1619 and, which operation or which plantation in South Carolina had the most slaves and all that stuff from the 1800s and 1700s and even 1600s. Or we can focus on the year 2023 and try to figure out what are we going to do for little kids who are in schools now, many of whom are not learning. You look at a place like Chicago, which has, I think it's 18 schools, 9th through 12th grade, so basically high school, in mm-hmm. Chicago. Not even one student proficient in reading or math. Not one.
Right.
Across 18
mm-hmm.
schools, okay? Now, Chicago is not run by David Duke and the Klan. It's not run by a bunch of white supremacists. It's run by a black mayor, Brandon Johnson. It's run by the Chicago School Teachers Union, which until recently had a black president. All Democrats, no Republicans anywhere around there. You want to find a Republican, good luck. Call the Fish and Wildlife Service because that's going to be an endangered species, right? So these are basically predominantly black Democrats running Chicago, and you've got 18 schools with not one single student proficient in reading or math, okay? So they can sit around and blame Whitey and blame Republicans, but they're, Whitey's not there, Republicans are not there. These are left-wing, predominantly black Democrats, grossly deserving, I'd say,
exactly.
I'd term, abusing the children of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they
yes.
can point fingers all they want, but they need to point fingers themselves and say, what are we going to do so these kids can have some opportunity to get out of there doing something other than selling drugs, joining gangs, and engaging in crime?
And as you say, the empirical evidence is there before our eyes if you just open. I mean, as you had suggested, the Harlem Educational Assistance Fund, by contrast. Tell the people the numbers there.
Oh, it's astonishing. This is a group in Harlem. It's a private organization. I've been supportive of them for years. It's called Harlem Educational Activities Fund. And they are an excellent group that works with kids starting in seventh grade. They bring them in and help them with college preparation, help them to take the exams you need to get into the selective high schools like Stuyvesant High School and Bronx Science. And they do fascinating things. They take them out to dinner, so they learn table manners. They take them to symphony, so they learn about classical music. They've gotten the money to send kids to Ireland to study the Irish peace process. They sent kids to Central America to talk about how the Salvadoran peace process took place. I mean, they do amazing things.
Wow.
These kids who are black, Hispanic, poor, on food stamps, many of them don't know their dads, 100% of them graduate high school. 83% of them go on to earn BA degrees in college within 6 years. And that compares to 42% for Hispanics and 37% for blacks nationwide. So among Hispanics, they're literally double, like 100% or 200% of what the average black
Hispanic
college, degree level is nationwide. And they do this with private money, not taxpayer money. It's a private charity. And there should be 1,000 HEAFs, H-E-A-F is what we call it for short. There should be 1,000 HEAFs across America. There's only one of which I'm aware. We need lots more of this sort of thing. And these are exactly kind of initiatives that can make a huge difference across.
Wow, this is awesome. So this speaks loudly in the face of the sentiment of the Michelle Obamas and the Chuck Schumers around the country, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. And again, these are not, you know, rich kids whose moms and dads are working at, you know, McKinsey and Simon Schuster Publishing. These are many of these kids are in single family, single parent homes. A lot of them are on public assistance. The organization is, I don't know, 95-98% black and Hispanic. These are poor kids who have every excuse to say, well, I'm poor, I'm black, you know, I'm not going to make it, so I'm just going to hang out here on the street corner. And no, guess what? They go to this Harlem Educational Activities Fund. They work with mentors. They work with tutors. And 100% of these kids graduate from high school. It's astonishing. They do this again without any taxpayer money. It's every time I go to their events, they do these beautiful galas every fall, and I go and I just, by the time things over, you know, everyone's in tears. It's
I bet. And you just open up the checkbook. Where else can I mean, what a great place to invest in.
Absolutely.
To get that kind of return on your investment like that? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And these kids come out of universities like Rutgers. They go to some of them are Yale, the various SUNY Albany, Stony Brook, and other schools like this, Hofstra. And they come out as doctors. They come out as attorneys. One of them, I believe, is a military officer on track to become a general. They become artists, all sorts of things. And they're not in trouble with the law. They're not getting arrested. They're not beating people up. They're not in gangs. They're out there being productive Americans who are doing hard work, paying their taxes, paying their bills, taking care of their loved ones, and being model citizens. And we need that example as opposed to the other example we have, which is, you know, whine, moan, complain, and wait for your reparations, which is what the left offers us.
Yeah, and hold these kids back and in their own way, you know, keep them on the plantation, DeRoy.
That's it, you know, keep them on the plantation, you know, don't get out of line, don't do anything dramatic, and just keep voting Democrat. You know, that's kind of their...
Well, that's your lot in life.
Yeah.
If you're a person of color, your future is the Democratic Party. Forget about what other things they do. You just look to them, and you rely on them for your money and your happiness, right? Good luck.
That's the idea. Just sit around and wait for the Democrat Party to take care of you. You know, keep voting Democrat, and everyone will be happy. And by the way, what's amazing about this also is how that if the Democrat Party actually took care of people, it'd be one thing. This is also happening in New York City right now. The New York City Housing Authority, the folks who run the public housing projects, this just came out yesterday. They faced a backlog in repairs of $78 billion to fix these places. And the problem right now involves lead paint, mold, rats, broken elevators, heating outages, non-functioning boilers, and leaky pipes. So this is how the Democrats treat their own voters. We're talking about minority people, poor people, public housing. They're dealing with rats, they're dealing with roaches, they're dealing with leaky pipes, broken elevators, and $78 billion in undelivered backlog maintenance. Okay, that's what the Democrat Party is today. Good
luck. Can you say plague?
Yeah, it's a plague. And what blacks and Hispanics need to do is just stop voting Democrats. I mean, this is just a total ripoff. These people, take your votes. They don't serve you. And they wait for you to just sit around and put them back in power, put them back in control. And in return, shut up. That's basically the deal.
Yeah, but, you know, the danger that is there, that's so imminent, like I said. I mean, this is grounds. I mean, you know, you got rats running around like crazy and everything like that. I mean, you could, and in a congested area like New York, that's what I'm saying. Can you save plague?
Oh, plague in that respect, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
There are terrible stories you hear from time to time of kids who are living in these public housing projects who get bitten by rats. I mean, disgusting, painful, and rats are full of disease, and, you know, people get sick from this.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm right with you. We got to leave it right there. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Beth, Bill. Great to talk to you. Thank you.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The White House is reporting that Ukraine is using cluster munitions supplied by the United States effectively against Russian forces. National Security spokesman John Kirby said initial feedback suggests Ukrainian forces are using the weapons appropriately on Russian defensive positions and operations. The so-called cluster bombs scatter multiple bomblets and are banned in more than 100 countries because of their threat to civilians. Russia has been using cluster munitions since it invaded Ukraine in February of last year. At least four people, including children, are dead after what's being called a triple murder-suicide in Oklahoma. Authorities say they were engaged in an hours-long standoff with an armed subject yesterday at a home near Tulsa. The investigation is just getting underway. Yes, there is a day where you could eat absolutely anything you want, and today's that day. It's National Junk Food Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Dr. John Zemarek. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, Bill, I'm good, apart from the 102-degree heat here in Texas.
Boy, it's all over the place. It's sweltering. I mean, we're in the middle of a heat wave, and I'm just listening for Martha and the Vandellas and get us all dancing in the street here. Why not, huh?
Well, I remember growing up in New York City heat waves, and we didn't have air conditioning. So, in a way, it's better to be in Texas because they know to air condition everything.
Yeah, thank God for that, and hopefully, you know, we don't have any more government interference to get in the way of our air conditioning. Maybe that's their next target, you know.
Yeah, I think what they're going to do is just force everyone all the MAGA extremists who didn't vote for creepy Joe Biden, we're just going to have to run treadmills to produce electricity for everyone else.
Exactly. Hey, on a very positive note here, this movie, Sound of Freedom, that has taken off and is really done a number and been quite the contrast. I mean, most movies, as you know, when they come out the second week, there's a natural downturn. Not for Sound of Freedom. Their box office sales actually increased in the second week, which is unusual.
What that means is that word of mouth is taking off. People who've seen the film and were moved and challenged and convicted by it told their friends. It's like the opposite of what happens with these big budget bomb movies where people go because the trailer was good and then they realize the trailer had literally all the good parts of the movie.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, yes, word of mouth is a powerful thing. And, John, I'll tell you, my prayer is for those people who are touched by this movie, that they will pray, because America is in serious trouble. when it is noted in the movie that we are the number one consumer of human trafficking and child sex, this is disgusting that this is happening in the home of the free and alleged home of the brave.
I interviewed Jim Caviezel for Stream.org, and there's a nice video interview up at the site of that. And he pointed out that Disney had the rights to this film, and Saturn would not allow it to be released for 5 years. And yet, excuse me, you have to ask yourself why.
Exactly.
Who at Disney decided that child sex trafficking was not something that they wanted to shed a light on? Another thing that we pointed out in the interview, in the film, there's a scene where a creepy Anglo pedophile is trying to smuggle a Honduran child through Mexico into the United States.
Exactly.
He's stopped at the border, and he's caught. Well, Joe Biden just made sure that won't happen again because he got rid of DNA tests for adults who are transporting children into America.
Exactly.
Combined with opening our southern border, what a possible motive could there be for the Biden administration to make things easier for sex traffickers? We had Eduardo Verástegui, wonderful Mexican actor, pro-life leader. Mm-hmm. He might run for president of Mexico. That would be a great thing if he won. Mm-hmm. He wrote an op-ed for the Stream 4 years ago. America, please build a wall to protect Latin American children from North American pedophiles.
Four years ago,
while Trump was in office and there was still some effort to actually enforce our southern border, which is now completely open and controlled by human trafficking cartels, even back then, he said, America is the biggest consumer of the child sex industry. And Joe Biden has made things easier. Joe Biden has opened the doors to that, and to fentanyl, and to terrorists coming in. And all of this is simply an effort to get in more people to try to vote Democrat, that they hope that they'll eventually get citizenship and vote Democrat. That's how desperate for power these people are. I think the Biden regime, you have a lot of people who know that if there's ever another honest election, if there's ever a serious investigation, such as the House is trying to do to various criminal enterprises, to the abuse of the FBI, to censorship of the media, if there's ever a serious investigation by an honest government, a lot of them are going to prison for a really long time.
And they should.
Joe Biden's son
Joe
Biden's son was texting with a Chinese businessman, shaking him down for $5 million, saying, my father, I'm sitting next to my father, and I will be talking to him about this unless the money is wired immediately. That was not investigated by the FBI. But the FBI sent armed agents with assault rifles to knock down the door of a pro-life activist who got in a shoving match with a pro-abortionist at a clinic.
Yeah.
Nobody was hurt. Nobody was injured. No blood was drawn. FBI shows up with assault rifles. Hunter Biden shakes down foreign businessmen tied to the Chinese Communist Party using his then-vice president father as leverage. Nothing. He gets a slap on the wrist. That is the level of criminal government we are under. We are under a government a lot like that of like Honduras or El Salvador in the 1970s. We are in a banana republic run by the rich men in the white suits inside the hacienda who want to make sure that their guards at the gatehouse keep the campesinos in line.
Yeah.
But we are the campesinos.
Right, exactly. John, you know, what they did to the Houck family, it's just disgusting. But it, again, a further manifestation of the point you're making here is that this government is running away from the Constitution and from we the people. And we the people must take a stand against this because we haven't. I mean, John, I've been talking about sex trafficking from day one when I got behind the microphone since 2008 when it came, you know, to my awareness. And I couldn't believe, but even then I didn't realize how pervasive it was, and it's it is so pervasive that it is in every community in our country. It is in the churches. It is everywhere. I mean, this
let me
talk
about it in the churches. We did an expose at Stream.org. of the organization Catholic Charities. And what I say about Catholic Charities is neither. Is neither Catholic nor a charity. Catholic Charities is a branch of the U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference. It gets most of its money from federal contracts. It's a federal contractor, just like Planned Parenthood. Most of its money is from the government, and it helps human traffickers smuggle people into the United States. It hides them from authorities, and it makes millions of dollars in tax money for doing that, for helping to flout American laws. And that's why the U.S. Catholic bishops, with a few exceptions, were so viciously anti-Trump, because he was threatening their cash cow. Yeah, he was pro-life, but you know what? The bishops don't cash a check every time a woman chooses life instead of abortion. They do cash a check when somebody swims the Rio Grande and makes a fake asylum application. That Charities gets to process him and gets to skim off a good chunk of the money. And it's an absolute appalling scandal. And that's the reason why so many of our Catholic bishops are in the tank for the Democratic Party, because 40% of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops money, 40% as of their last report, came from federal contracts, mostly for processing immigrants.
John, how has this been able to escape exposure? I mean, you and I have talked about this several times, but this is an outrage. And I mean, even for the, you know, what do we hear in America? Close to a billion Catholics? You know, how can they stand for this?
No. There aren't a billion people in America, Bill. I think.
I'm sorry. It's in, worldwide, it's over a billion. But yeah, in America, I mean,
America,
but the number of Catholics.
We're about 30% of the population. But I want to point out, 40% of people who grow up Catholic in America leave the church and do not return. And that's how well our bishops are doing. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to steal sheep from Latin America, because so many of their sheep are being killed by the wolves. But here's the problem. Now, a majority of Hispanics in America no longer identify as Catholic. So they come, they're Catholic in Mexico, they get to America, they see our effeminate priests in the rainbow stoles banging on guitars, and they become Pentecostalists, because at least they talk about Jesus at the Pentecostal churches, whereas all they're talking about at the Catholic churches is social justice, how can you get more checks from the government, and how can you find more grievances to claim that you're a victim?
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from John's America after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues with us. John, thank you for doing the math so quickly. I know when the billion came out and I was trying to go, I know this is off. But the fact of the matter is...
You've been stuck in too many long communion lines. Oh, there must be a billion people here.
Exactly. But you know, the thing is, again, it's heartbreaking to think that the Catholic Church is you know, accommodating this and doing this kind of damage. I mean, because the people who are coming, the immigrants who are coming here and may even think for a moment the Catholic Church is their answer, and they find out that they're actually the wolf that's been set free in the hen house.
Well, I mean, the problem is we have a pope who I am convinced is an atheist. I think Pope Francis is an atheist. My mother, when I was 12, my mother gave me the talk that I think every Catholic boy needs at that age. She said, Johnny, in the 1950s, the international communist conspiracy planted thousands of homosexual atheists in seminaries to corrupt the Catholic Church from within. You should watch out for those guys. And I always did. And I think now one of them has become pope. I've got a column at stream.org that I hope you will check out called Have You Accepted Antichrist as Your Personal Lord and Savior? And in it, I talk about Cardinal Robert McElroy from California.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of the people Pope Francis handpicked to be a cardinal, vote for the next pope, and to lead this synod, this gerrymandered Bolshevik-style assembly that's supposed to... that. Take over and reshape Catholicism and reshape the actual content of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinal McElroy in 2017 had a gathering. It was called the Message from Modesto. He had 23 other Catholic bishops there and a bunch of Latin American Marxists. And in it, they said that it was immoral to discriminate against people, not just for being illegal immigrants, but even for being felons, for being convicted felons. That discrimination against convicted felons was wrong, was immoral, was just like racism. And they said that every Catholic parish should hide illegal immigrants from the authorities. Now, Cardinal McElroy, he has an essay at America Magazine where he says that the church must embrace homosexuals and transgenders whether or not they're practicing. It doesn't matter whether or not they're trying to live out the church's teaching on chastity, that is irrelevant, that it's divisive and wrong to distinguish between people who struggle with the temptation and people who are just giving into it and getting gay marriages at City Hall. And in fact, and this is really kind of shocking, he said, this is just staggering, it is a demonic mystery of the human soul that Christians condemn homosexual activity. A demonic mystery of the human soul. Now, wow. We believe it's divine inspiration in the Word of God in Leviticus and in St. Paul and in other places that certain forms of sexual activity are appropriate and are appropriate in marriage, and certain types are forbidden by God. He calls that demonic. So to Cardinal McElroy, the Bible itself is demonic, right, if it contradicts the agenda of the LGBT machine.
Yeah.
That is the kind of person Pope Francis has appointed to run this synod, which is like some backroom communist committee, going to digest and regurgitate a mashed up, truncated, castrated version of Catholic morality.
Well, this is the Antichrist.
Yes.
You know,
that is what I call it in the article.
Exactly.
It is a new gospel, and anyone who preaches a new gospel, according to St. Paul, is an antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that just because you're some jumped-up cardinal with some second-rate academic degrees, who this Latin American communist who managed to be elected pope has appointed a cardinal, that you get to judge the Old and the New Testament. You get to cherry pick which parts of it are from God and which parts are demonic because they make you and your homosexual friends on Grindr feel a little uncomfortable.
God is real clear, John. You don't mess with his word. You add, you take away, there are serious consequences. Heaven help him. That's all I got to say.
The people Pope Francis has put in charge of the Catholic Church, Cardinal Supich of Chicago, when it was exposed that Planned Parenthood was cannibalizing unborn babies for parts and selling them in styrofoam containers like KFC chicken parts.
Okay.
He did an op-ed in the Chicago Tribune saying, "Yeah, this is kind of bad, but it's no worse than when the Republicans try to deport illegal immigrants or when we execute convicted killers." He literally said that. He said they were equally bad. Cutting Medicaid, limiting Medicaid, enforcing our borders, executing convicted murderers are all equal to cannibalizing unborn babies and selling them for profit. These are the kind of dumb leftist perverts who are being chosen by this pope to run our church into the ground.
John, listen to what he says. How consistent that language, almost word for word, comes out of the mouths of other Marxist elected officials in our government. I mean, any one of them, you know, could echo and have echoed a similar statement. I mean, what does that tell you?
The Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she claimed not to be able to define what a woman was. Mm-hmm. She wrote opinions saying that people who consume child porn should not be punished as severely as they're being punished, that they're being treated too harshly. We are getting everywhere more and more hints that embracing pedophilia, or as they call it, minor attracted persons.
That is
the agenda. That is why former President Obama wrote a letter for Banned Books Week endorsing sexually explicit books in children's libraries. That is why the Moms for Liberty, who are trying to protect kids from being groomed by transgender activists who want to get them in and cut off their genitals and dose them with hormones and make them sterile for life.
Right.
The Moms for Liberty pushed back against that, and they pointed out that Hitler wanted to indoctrinate children the same way the transgenderists are. Well, they're trying to make it sound like Moms for Liberty were endorsing Adolf Hitler.
The
level of dishonesty and vicious censorship and sheer lust for power that we are seeing, it's reminding me of like the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, the Maoists during the Cultural Revolution, the blood-curdling Jacobins during the French Revolution who would just cut off the head of any foreigner, any nobleman, any priest, any nun. We are the radical left of the 1970s that kidnapped Patty Hearst, mm-hmm. that created Jonestown in Guyana, that radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, has taken over the FBI, taken over the Department of Justice, the mainstream media, most of the universities, and increasingly our churches. We are in a revolutionary situation like the Weimar Republic in Germany, and currently Christians and conservatives and white people as a group are being demonized by radical ideologues in the same way the Nazis demonized the Jews, the same way that the Hutus demonized the Tutsis in Rwanda in the 1990s. This is the kind of dehumanization and scapegoating rhetoric that you see in the build-up to a genocide.
And you're exactly right. And what you said in terms of the build-up to it, because all these elements are coming together. And if you think not, what's driving this whole agenda is their lust for power. I mean, they are freaking out. And if you think not, to me, the last couple of days in watching the testimonies of these whistleblowers, John, this is all part and parcel and consistent and fits in to this infrastructure and this belief system that they're holding to. And we need to see this, John.
What we're seeing is the ideology of the Chinese Communist Party, the techniques of the Mexican drug cartels, and the ethical standards of the mafia, all wrapped up into one criminal, unpatriotic organization, the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Well, John, I'll tell you, if Jesus doesn't come soon, this is going to be a serious mess. I mean, we're already in a serious mess. I mean, our kids are being held in the balance. You know, we talked about Sound of Freedom, sex trafficking going on, grooming in our public education, the public educational industrial complex, I call it. You know, at every turn, the moral anchoring that was once, the genesis of this great American idea is being destroyed.
Oh, yeah. They're creating a vast desert wasteland. And I'm actually afraid of how ugly the right-wing backlash to it is going to be someday. Because when these people, not if, when these people lose power, there's going to be enormous anger. There's going to be just an explosion of rage from ordinary Americans at how they were locked in their homes during the fake COVID panic, how they were vaccinated with a dead baby vaccine against their will, the churches were closed, the abortion clinics were left open, the media was censored, the election was stolen, protesters were imprisoned for years for peaceful, nonviolent expressions of dissent in the January 6th gulag. We are being ruled by a gang of ideological criminals like the Bolsheviks in 1917. And
well,
I hope the reaction against it is not too over the top and is not really, really ugly.
Well, I'll leave you with this idea, and that is Jason Aldean's video. The song's been out since May, number one, and this is raising the ire of those on the left because they can't handle the truth. Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor of the Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for more information. Thank you, John. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Are you